The racial and ethnic and religious makeup of this country is very different today than it was a generation ago. Commentator Bill Moyers says people now have to meet the challenges posed by that changing population.
Once upon a time, not long ago, the face of American religion was my face, white, male, Protestant, from a family tree with roots in Europe. Other people believed differently and didn't look like me, but their vision of faith, much less their voice, rarely reached the mainstream. There's a wonderful cartoon by the late Jeff McNally. Two weirdos are talking in a California diner. One weirdo says to the other, "Have you ever delved into the mysteries of Eastern religion?" And the second weirdo answers, "Yes, I was once a Methodist in Philadelphia." This was about the extent of our exposure to the varieties of religious experience. No longer. We've become the most religiously diverse country in the world. More than 2,000 religions here. Travel the country, and you'll see mosques, temples, and ashrams that dot the landscape. Los Angeles has so many temples, you would think it's the world capital of Buddhism. That scholar of religious pluralism, Diana Eck, reminds us that a Buddhist died on the Challenger. Hindu Americans manage large corporations. So my face, white, male, Protestant, European, is just one among many. If only Norman Rockwell could see us now. In God We Trust, that's what it says, right there on the dollar bill. In God We Trust is also posted in the little shop downstairs where I pick up my coffee every morning from one of the three immigrants from Sri Lanka who work there. Whose God is it on the other side of that dollar with the picture of George Washington? Diana Eck says religious diversity, not race, could be the big challenge this century. The fundamentalist I'm always sparring with, my Unitarian friends next door, the atheist who writes me every week, all of us are going to have to wrestle with what it means to invoke the first words of the Constitution, "We the people." Who are we, anyway? While we're answering that, it really doesn't matter to me whether my neighbor believes there are 20 gods or no God. What matters to me is whether my neighbor believes in democracy. Creeds can turn religion into a slaughterhouse. It takes democracy to protect us from those who would save us against our will. The antidote to bad theology, and there's plenty of that around, the antidote to bad theology is good democracy, and lots of it.